Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, and thank you for calling the Bridge City Hotel. How may I help you?
Hello, I just saw an advertisement for a receptionist position at your hotel. If the job's still available, I'd like to apply for it.
Let me go and ask Eleanor Smith. She's our hiring manager, so she'd know if the position has been filled yet.
Number 32. Where does the woman work? Number 33. Why is the man calling? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Robert, is everything ready for this morning's training on the new accounting software? We should get started soon.
Actually, I just noticed a mistake in the training handout. Some of the information is out of order.
Yes, you're right. Sorry I didn't mention it earlier. That's already been fixed, and there's a new version. I'll go down the hall and print out some new copies. While I do that, can you set up the projector in the training room?
Yeah, I'll go make sure all the equipment is ready.
Number 35. What are the speakers preparing for? Number 36. What problem does the man mention? Number 37. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm calling from Brookshire Theatre for Ms. Ito.
This is she.
I understand you have tickets to tonight's dance performance. I'm sorry, but we've had to cancel tonight's show.
That's too bad. Tonight was the only night I could make it.
I'm sorry about that. I can offer you a refund for the ticket.
Oh, I'll take the refund. Thanks.
Sure. And I'll also email you a promotional code that'll give you a discount on your next ticket purchase.
Number 38. Where does the man work? Number 39. What is the reason for the call? Number 40. What does the man say he will email to the woman? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ricardo. Thanks for meeting with me. Since we're in charge of planning this year's summer outing for the staff, we'd better get started. It's only a few months away.
Right. But we could just follow the plans from previous years. Everyone had a lot of fun on those hikes in the mountains.
That's true, but we've done that for 3 years in a row.
I see what you mean. So what were you thinking?
Well, we could all take a cooking class together at the culinary school.
I like that idea. But aren't those classes expensive? Our budget isn't very big.
Number 41. What are the speakers planning? Number 42. What does the woman mean when she says,
"We've done that for 3 years in a row"?
Number 43. What does the man say he is concerned about? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Thanks for being flexible in meeting with us. Things have been so hectic with recording the songs for our new album and preparing for our tour.
Not a problem. I understand completely.
Great. Okay, so we love the imagery you've created for other bands, and we'd like to have a new T-shirt design to sell during our concerts.
Thanks. I appreciate the business, and I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, and can you make sure the design would fit on stickers and tote bags, too?
Definitely. Now, before designing anything, I have new clients complete a questionnaire to give me a sense of their style. After I get your questionnaire, I can start drawing.
Number 44. Who most likely are the women? Number 45. What do the women want to hire the man to do? Number 46. What does the man request from the women? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Hitoshi at the Shower Barn. How can I help you?
I'm calling because I saw an online ad about your company's new shower heads. I own an apartment complex, and the showers have really old fixtures.
Yes, of course. As the advertisement points out, our new model controls water flow much more efficiently. It decreases water usage by an average of 20%.
That sounds great. Could I get a price estimate for the installation of 30 of those shower heads?
Absolutely. Please hold for a moment.
Number 47. How did the woman learn about a company's products? Number 48. What does the man mention about the product? Number 49. What does the woman ask the man to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I'm Dan Cooper with Summitville TV, your local news station, broadcasting from the brand new Summitville Public Library. After 2 long years of construction, local residents are excited about the library's opening. Let's speak with someone now. Excuse me, ma'am, do you live in the neighborhood?
Hi, yes, and I'm just so glad to have a library right down the block. It was inconvenient having to take the bus across town to visit the old one. Now I can check out books anytime I want.
Yes, and it'll be especially easy for members, since I understand the library has started a digital books initiative, which allows members to borrow electronic books online.
Number 50. Who most likely is the man? Number 51. What does the woman like best about the new library building? Number 52. What benefit will library members have? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'd like to return this phone charging cable, but I can't find my receipt.
May I ask why you're returning it?
It doesn't work. It won't charge my mobile phone.
I'm a new salesperson, and I haven't learned yet how to refund an item without a receipt. Oh, but here comes my manager. She'll be able to do it.
Hi, Tina. Is there something you need help with?
Yes. This customer wants to return a defective product, but he doesn't have his receipt.
Okay. I can process the return, sir. I just need to see the original credit card you used to purchase the item.
Thanks. Here it is.
Number 53. Why did the man go to the store? Number 54. What problem does the salesperson have? Number 55. What does the manager ask the man for? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Dean. I just reviewed the updates you made to the company website. The new layout looks great.
That's good to hear. Do you think it's ready to launch then?
Almost. I noticed that some of the photographs of our colleagues are a little outdated. Could you replace them with more current ones?
Sure, that's not a problem. I'll email all of the employees to ask them for more recent photos that I can use.
Number 56. What project is the man working on? Number 57. What does the woman suggest changing? Number 58. What does the man say he will do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Fernando. I'm so frustrated with this project. Do you have time to talk?
Sure, Ines. What's wrong?
Well, I've been working on the Marius Cosmetics account. Whenever I send them an advertisement that they've approved, they want to revise it again. It's happened several times this week. You wouldn't believe it.
Actually, Marius Cosmetics was my first account here, and it doesn't sound like they've changed much.
Really? I'm relieved to hear that.
Some clients have trouble sticking with the decision. Here's my suggestion. Ask your manager to give them a call. That could help with the problem.
Number 59. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 60. Why does the man say,
Marius Cosmetics was my first account here?
Number 61. What does the man suggest doing? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and guidebook.
Today's medical seminar has been really good so far. I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Me too. This afternoon's workshop on ethics in medicine should be very interesting. A colleague of mine is leading it.
The workshop starts in an hour, so we'd better get lunch now if we want to get back in time.
Well, I found some dining options for the area in this guidebook. Korean food is my favorite, but I think Main Street is a bit far from here.
We're on Lord Street now.
Oh, the guidebook lists a restaurant on Lord Street. It should be on this block. Let's eat there.
Okay.
Number 62. What field do the speakers most likely work in? Number 63. What will take place in the afternoon? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Where will the speakers probably have lunch? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and seating chart.
Ms. Parker, would you still like me to book a flight for you to Hawaii?
Yes, I would. The new branch office there is finally opening, and I want to be there for the first week to make sure everything goes smoothly.
Okay, when do you want to leave?
Are there any flights on June 15th?
Let me check online now. All flights on that day are sold out, but there's one flight with availability on June 14th.
That date will work for me. I'd prefer a window seat, if there is one.
There's just one seat available by a window. I'll book that for you now.
Number 65. What is the purpose of the woman's trip? Number 66. What does the woman agree to do? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Which seat does the woman request? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hi, this is Amiko from Ship Hub International. I received your application to be one of our specialty drivers. You have a lot of experience.
Yes, I drove a delivery truck for several years.
Great. I'd like to set up an interview this week. I see that you indicated you're free on Friday morning, but there are no open interview times that morning. Could you come in tomorrow at 9 a.m.?
Sure, I can meet you tomorrow at 9.
Okay. Now, I already have your application, but please bring the names of references you'd like to use. Maybe a few of your previous managers and their phone numbers.
Okay, I'll bring a list tomorrow. Thanks.
Number 68. What kind of experience does the man say he has? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which day will the man be interviewed? Number 70. According to the woman, what should the man bring to the interview?